Who are you here with this evening?
Andrea.
Andrea, what's your how do you know each other?
We're related.
You're related, okay. Cool, this is taking longer than I hoped. This is what they did before 23andMe. They would have, Andrea, do you want to take the heavy lifting on these questions? What? How are you related?
Long lost aunt.
Long lost aunt. Okay, cool. All right. Hey, by the way, I got this. That's beautiful. And what's your name, the aunt?
Aunt Susie.
Aunt Susie. Okay, cool. That's a little formal for me. I think I'll just call you Suze. How long lost? Did you guys go a long period of time without seeing each other?
Like 20 plus years.
20 plus years. Well, okay. Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to move on, but I look forward to whatever us three get up to. All right. Well, so what rekindled you guys? Because I know it had been about 20 years.
Her birthday.
Okay, it would have been her birthday for 20 fucking years, yeah. Holy shit, that's a long-ass to-do list. You're like, whew, I am at the bottom. It's been 2.5 decades. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
What do? You look like you're into sales. You look confident. Make it happen.
No, I'm in technology. In
technology. Okay. Technology sales. All right, well, never been wrong. Are you with your wife?
With my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend? Okay, cool. Does your wife know about your girlfriend? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm joking. It was joking. It's part of technology.
We're out of state.
You what?
We're out of state. So
out of state. Oh, cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like that Ludacris song.
Yeah.
Where did you guys meet? I'm trying to meet someone. I'm not sure if it's going to work out with Aunt Susan. Where did you meet your girlfriend, sir?
We met playing ice hockey.
Ice hockey?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Wow, you don't meet, okay. I've never heard of co-ed
right.
Ice hockey. It sounds like some type of Canadian porn scenario, but yeah. Sir, I'm in my, you know what? This is what I like about you so far. I'm going to list them. One, great, you laugh a lot, right? Two, you and your girlfriend are wearing matching outfits. That's all I got so far. But yeah. Did you notice you guys were matching? That's adorable. You didn't notice that.
Unplanned.
You what?
Completely unplanned.
Completely unplanned. Do you have a slight accent, sir? I'm not the fucking border. You don't have to worry too much. What? Where are you from?
I'm from Italy.
Italy. Okay. Cool. She had something to say about that. And then you moved to Ann Arbor.
Yes.
What inspired that move?
I got a job here.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel like now that we've acknowledged you're from Italy, you're fucking turning it up a notch. All right, yeah. I come here. What was the job?
I am an engineer.
An engineer? Oh, shit. Fucking put that technology thing to fucking into perspective. What do you build?
I write software.
Right, so, oh, okay, my bad, same thing, all right. Is that your girlfriend or your wife?
My wife.
That's beautiful. I bet you proposed romantically because you're Italian, right?
It was the most romantic.
It was the most romantic? Oh, shit, Italian and modest. What, what was the location?
In our home.
In your home?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Whoa.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It's wow. Not a
no, I was going to say, not. It doesn't even sound romantic, to be honest. Were you surprised?
The
what?
The moment was.
The okay.
The well,
yeah, I know, I get. We all know what a fucking marriage is. Were you surprised, the wife?
No.
No? Oh, really? Okay.
She wasn't a hostage.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no one even thought that, although we're quite certain she was now. Good Lord. Fucking. This is what, I'm going to finish my show, but afterwards, we're going to talk to Homeland Security about your immigration situation, and then we're going to free the woman you're with. All right. She wasn't a hostage. Why would you think it was a hostage? I don't know. Maybe because you make her dress like you? I don't know. The fuck? Are you guys similar ages?
5 years older.
5 years. Oh, okay. See, I feel like, don't you think it's important? 5 years is quite similar, right, when it comes to cults. But I, my ex was considerably younger than me. Hockey player, are you and your girlfriend similar ages?
I'm substantially older. Than
substantially her. Older? How much older?
Yeah, 6 years.
6 years. Oh, holy shit. Wow. Andrea only doesn't even consider that one. She only celebrates birthdays every 20 years. So that's like, that's 3 months to her. Sir, I go to you for most of my concise crowd work. What about insecure? Have you ever dated anyone insecure? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Never.
Never, really? Okay. You have what's called a frightening stare. All right. The stare combined with the sleeve, it's really. Do you have kids, sir?
Yes.
You look virile as shit. You look like you have a macho job. No offense. You look. What's your occupation? You look like you have like a macho job.
I'm an MD.
You're a doctor?
No, mood director.
Mood director. What is it? You sell Molly? What does that mean? What's a mood director? The fuck? No. What do you do?
I'm an assistant.
An assistant?
Musician.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, quite an impatient one. All right, well. All right. Italy, do you got some bambinos? No bambinos? Maybe someday? Yeah, okay, cool. Wow, what a fucking way to bring the show down, dude. See, I don't have any kids either. I could, dude, easily. But, Aunt Susan, are you enjoying the show so far? You having a nice time?
I love it.
Are you loving it? Okay, cool. All right. Does it feel to you that we're flirting? It feels like energy. Does anyone here work for the university?
Yes.
You do, sir? What do you do?
I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor for the university?
Yeah.
Oh, is there like a university hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So I should have done a little more fucking. Did you go to the university and now you're a doctor there?
Yes.
Oh, whoa, okay, cool. All right. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, work on your bedside manner. Holy shit, you're so fucking a little aggressive, right? How do you say Mussolini? What kind of medicine, sir?
Radiology.
Radiology, okay, cool. Wow, all right, so much.
Thank you.
Yep, all right.
I'm a stenographer.
What's that?
I said I'm a stenographer.
You're a stenographer?
No.
Sonographer, okay.
Ultrasound.
Ultrasound, thank you, doctor. Yeah, oh, okay. I didn't know what a stenographer was. Italy, you definitely didn't know what that was. How are you, sir? We haven't even chatted yet. Hey, how are you?
Good.
Okay, cool. Wow, this is fun. What, are you with your girlfriend?
Fiance.
Oh, see, that's fucking Italian? Frenchman. That's beautiful. How, you look so young to be engaged.
I guess.
Yeah, okay, cool. I see what you see in him. He is fucking. Where did you propose, sir?
Disney World.
Disney World. Oh, cool. So you guys have been married, engaged since you were children. That's, Did you anticipate the proposal?
No.
Whoa, no. Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, before I commend you on that great location, let me just make sure. Do you live at Disney World? That's beautiful. What do you do, sir? What's your job? Working where? That's fucking manly work. That's the type of thing I thought you did. Before you told us you play the oboe. That's badass, sir. He's a doctor and she's a stenographer. Do people, what's it called, what you do?
Ultrasonographer.
Throw a little ultra in there, right? You sure it's not extreme stenography? Sir, how are you? You've been probably the best audience member I've ever met in my life.
Awesome. I'm good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you live in Ann Arbor?
No, an hour west of here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. I'll get an atlas afterwards. What? Who are you with?
This is my wife.
Oh, cool. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Okay. Where did you two meet? I'm trying to meet somebody.
Man, bar. Friends. Bar. At a bar.
At a bar. See? Old school, like in person.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well. How long did he propose in a romantic fashion? That's what we're discussing this evening.
Man, romantic. I was actually shocked and a little bit scared, but yeah. I was
shocked and scared. Okay, yeah. Sounds like the hostage situation you had going on there. How long had you been together? Is that why you were shocked?
Yeah, 10 years.
You'd been together 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Why were you shocked? Why were you scared? Maybe
I was scared because we were on Islamic.
Stenographer, type this out because I feel like this might be. This is a meaty part of the case. What? Why were you scared?
We were in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
He took me on a golf cart ride. It was dark.
Yeah.
He had been there. I hadn't.
Uh-huh.
Unfamiliar territory.
Unfamiliar territory. Okay, cool. And plus, you'd only known him for 10 years. What do you do, sir, with the dead hat? That's a fuck. You look great.
Thanks, man. I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse?
Yeah.
He's a doctor over there. He does the fucking heavy lifting, dude. Yeah. So you guys met in a bar. Did anyone meet their partner in, like, a unique situation? You did? Where did you meet? Bumble, yeah, wow. Are you guys still together? Yeah, that's the amazing part. That's a dumbass answer. Girls, you three, how do you three know each other? Oh, for where did you meet?
The bar.
Jesus fucking. Is cirrhosis a big issue for you, doctor? Is that what you see?
Yes.
Good Lord. Aunt Susan, this is insane. These are surrounded by fucking alcoholics. What do you do, the girl on the end that met her friends at a bar? What's your job?
Hospitality?
Okay, cool. Is that a Michigan accent that you have?
I do.
Oh, yeah, that's serious, right? What's that?
Is it that bad?
I would describe it as that good. Yeah. You work in hospitality. Does your boyfriend work in hospitality?
Sure.
Oh, shit. Sounds like someone doesn't have a boyfriend. All right, well, how... What's your type? What do you look for?
Tall, dark, handsome.
Tall, dark, okay. Check, check. Have you ever dated online? I've never dated on apps.
Nope.
Okay.
It's too scary out there.
Yeah, there's some fucking psychopaths. The musician, I'm almost done. Do you want me to plug your band before... Before we go?
Yeah.
What's your band called?
Five Becomes Less.
Five Becomes Less.
West.
Oh, West?
Yeah.
Five Becomes West.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you play?
The bass.
Fucking badass. Do you play... Bumbles into it. Do you, Five... The lady who works in hospitality, what's your name?
My name's Faye.
Cool. God, we are vibing. Eh? Do you think? No? Do not think. Okay. I'm almost done. How are you three? How do you... Are you guys all together?
No.
Are you guys a couple?
No.
Oh. Okay. Because you're on a date. Yeah, I, how do you know each other? How did you guys meet? Don't say hockey because it's weird. When, you play cricket. Michigan's official pastime. Yeah. Shit, that's crazy. Sir, the nurse, have you ever heard of people playing cricket? You know, you don't get a lot of cricket injuries in the ER. That's wild. Isn't cricket boring? Like, it takes a long time, right? No, it doesn't take a long time? Double check that. I'm pretty sure. Well, how long have you guys been playing cricket together? And if that's, like, fucking code for something, just be honest. How long have you guys played cricket together for? One year. Oh, okay. Okay. Sir, are you Indian? Yeah. Are you? I'm just gay. I don't see race, but. Oh, cause I'm from Canada, right? And hockey is our, you know, we don't use it as a way to get laid, but hockey is our sport. And in India, cricket is popular, right? Oh shit. Okay. Okay. What would you think if a Canadian moved to India, right? And started playing co-ed hockey, do you think he'd be using that sport to try to get laid? No? Okay, because that's what we're thinking about with your situation. All right. Would you have a girlfriend, sir? Oh, you do? Where's she? You had one. Oh, we've all had one, dude. But you don't have a girlfriend now? No. Okay. Just people you play cricket with? I had an Indian girlfriend once. Okay. You know who didn't think it was okay? Her mom. Yeah. Have you had a white girlfriend? Oh, did your were your parents cool with it?
No, my parents did not know.
Your parents didn't know. Yeah, that's the same. I was with her for like 2 years. And I never got to meet her parents. What's that?
That's how it is.
That's how it is. Yeah, that's how it was, dude. You could be a little more sensitive. 2 years. I was 8 years away from proposing to her in Mexico. On a golf cart in some desolated area. Yeah. What's your name, the gentleman from India?
Sanjee.
Sanjee?
Sanjee.
Did I nail it? Sanjee. Sanjeev. Dude, you said it wrong 3 times. Yeah. Sanjeev. Okay. And what's the girl's name? Brooke? Okay, cool. Did I say that? Well.
So awesome.
A lot of positive feedback. Well, I think that's great. I hope you guys have I hope this was a fun, whatever you, I don't know, we call it, I don't know what you call it in India. In North America, we call it a date that you're on, yeah. Unless, are you with the third girl here?
No.
Oh, you know him? Sanjeev? It's a V. You thought they were on a date the entire time? Who, are you the chaperone? What do you mean? You're not with them?
No.
Oh, okay. You what?
I didn't really
oh, good, there's more.
The
what?
Seat.
You didn't look at the seat?
Like, I didn't really zoom in. I just, like,
you didn't zoom.
The best available, and now I'm there.
Okay, well, it's you picked best available, but it sounds like they're both available. Yeah. Ever hooked up a threesome on Bumble, motherfucker? Well, we've met so many nice people, Andrea. If I do a show here in 2046, then you can bring your aunt out for her birthday again. I don't want to go. It's fucking time for me to go. Yes. No, I'm... What? I can't keep just... You know what I mean? Do you, what's that, sir? Okay, cool. I don't know... Have you guys ever played the game Clue? And there's that character, Professor Plum. I just found out what his voice sounds like. What? Sir, what's your deal?
I'm Steve.
What?
Steve.
What's up, Steve? Holy shit, where have you been my whole fucking life? What do you... You can't see Steve. He's wearing some type of leather apparatus on his head. And Steve, your voice is phenomenal, dude. Okay, cool. Wow, I'm in a fucking one-act play with Steve. What do you want?
I just want one more good joke.
One more good joke. Okay. All right. I feel like that Professor Plum thing was pretty good, but... For a community that just socialized at bars, you really know a lot about board games. I'm fucking... I can't believe how hard that hit. I'll see what I can come up with, Steve. Steve, what do you do? You look, and I mean this as a compliment, but you look like a Crocodile Dundee impersonator. What do you do? What's your occupation?
I'm a project manager.
Project manager? Okay. What project are you working on besides swelling up your liver right now? What, you sound a little tipsy.
Some checks.
What?
I do construction.
Do you do construction? Your voice is insane, dude. It's fucking crazy. Italy. Remember, you had the most interesting accent here. Yeah. Fucking Steve, project manager. That is... Are you Steve's friend?
Yeah.
Does he always speak in that manner?
Yeah.
Whoa. Where did you meet Steve?
Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend, okay. You probably don't talk to that person anymore. What, Steve? Yeah. Steve's... Yeah, no, I heard it. He didn't hear it? Who are you, sir? How are you?
He's Steve's friend.
Yeah, I'm Steve's friend.
You're joking? You're friends with Steve?
Yeah, I know Steve.
Is he always like that?
Yes.
Whoa.
He has
to talk. Okay. Where did you meet Steve?
College.
Steve went to fucking college? What did you... Steve, you studied like archaeology or something like that, right? What did you study?
I started with gender studies, but then I switched to college.
Hockey, what the fuck did Steve say? No idea? Faye, where did we go wrong? Honestly, where did... What do you think is Steve?
I think he might have got...
Might have what?
Got a little drunk.
He might have got a little drunk. Yeah. Thanks, Faye. There's nothing I love more than the idea of you and Steve, honestly. You know what I mean? I feel like you guys would compliment each other because Steve's so fun and you're so fey. Steve, what are your thoughts on cricket?
Honestly, man, it's not enough going on in cricket.
Yeah. Not enough. Honestly, that's coming from a man with his eyes shut. Well, Steven, right?
Oh, dude, you saw me, my mother.
Steven, I'm almost done, but I really want to thank you for coming to the show. Yeah, no problem. And Suzanne, what a character Steven is. Yeah. Do what? Don't talk to him anymore. Okay. Steve, how long would you wait before you would propose?
Propose? Well, dude, there's whole inflation going on, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I
I feel like if someone performs fellation, you should propose. Five West, he's three sheets to the wind. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming to the show. It means so much to me.